Traditional psychology emphasizes negatives over positives. Traditional psychology often focuses on whether people are below average in happiness and fulfillment, aiming to help them reach that average level. This approach mainly looks at what makes people unhappy, missing out on ways to help them excel. For instance, while 4 out of 5 Harvard students feel stressed and depressed, they're seen as average, often overlooking the one student who isn't depressed and is likely to succeed. After spending 12 years living among Harvard students and traveling the world, this realization led to positive psychology, which studies what enables people to excel instead of merely getting by. The key difference lies in how individuals perceive their situations. For example, many students in Soweto, South Africa, see school as a privilege and a challenge, while many Harvard students view it as stressful. Happiness is success, not the other way around. Happiness is about feeling good and having a positive mindset. It's different for everyone and depends on how each person feels. When we're happy, we tend to be smarter, more motivated, and often achieve more success. On the flip side, negative emotions can make it hard to think clearly and take action. You might have felt this if you've ever been too sad to even leave home. Feeling happy isn't just about the good vibes, it helps our brains work better. When we're in a positive mood, our brains release chemicals like dopamine and serotonin. These chemicals not only make us feel good but also enhance how our brains process new information. They help us organize it, remember it better, and recall it more effectively later on. Simply put, being in a good mood can boost your performance on a math test. Happiness leads to success. Research from over 200 scientific studies involving nearly 275,000 people shows that being happy helps us succeed in many areas of life. This includes our relationships, jobs, health, and creativity. Many big companies like Google and Yahoo have adopted this idea. Google lets employees bring their dogs to work, and Yahoo offers access to a massage salon. These perks aren't just fun and relaxing but also help improve how well people work. Recognizing how important happiness is, explore 7 principles you can use to increase your happiness. This, in turn, boosts your performance and success. Happiness advantage boosts your performance. Have you ever noticed that work feels easier when you're in a good mood? It's not just a coincidence. Research shows our brains work better when we feel positive. A study of 272 employees found that those who started happier received better evaluations and higher pay over time. These successful people don't see happiness as a reward for their achievements but as a key part of their success. This idea is called the happiness advantage. Anyone can develop this advantage by changing their mindset and being consistent. Start by appreciating small positive moments, like chatting with a friend or watching a funny video. You can also boost your mood through simple exercises like meditation, which helps your brain become happier. Additionally, thinking about something you're excited about, like an upcoming vacation, can raise your endorphin levels by 27%. Boost your mindset to improve your performance. If you have younger siblings, you've probably seen how the older one might try to make the younger one laugh after accidentally hurting them. This often works because our brains can only focus on one thing at a time, either the pain or the laughter. So, when the older sibling cracks a joke, it distracts the younger one from the pain, stopping them from crying. Our mindset plays a big role in how we experience life. For example, in a study from 1979, 75-year-old men were placed in a setting that made them feel like they were back in 1959. They acted like they were 55, and afterward, they showed improvements in strength, memory, and thinking. This shows that changing how we think can change our abilities. Having a positive attitude can lead to true happiness and better performance. The more you believe you can succeed, the more likely you are to achieve it. Focus on the positive, not the negative. Having a positive mindset can really boost your happiness. First, it's important to know that your brain forms habits and how it views the world. For example, a Harvard study had 27 people play Tetris for hours each day for 3 days. After a while, they started to notice things like straightening cereal boxes at the store or thinking about how buildings could be arranged better. This is called the Tetris effect. There are 2 sides to this effect. 1. Negative Tetris effect. This is when your brain gets stuck in bad thought patterns. For instance, tax auditors, who focus on finding errors, might only see mistakes in others instead of their strengths. 2. Positive Tetris effect. This happens when your mind is trained to find chances for success. More positivity in your life leads to more optimism. Positivity for a better life. Research shows that optimistic people tend to set harder goals and work harder to reach them than those who are pessimistic. A simple way to start thinking positively is to write down three good things that happened the day before. These can be anything positive, like 1. A funny joke you heard. 2. Something you accomplished. 3. A good moment with a friend. This task is easy, but you need to do it regularly to see results. By making this a habit, you'll start to look for positive moments more often, which can improve your overall day and life. Transform negativity into positive momentum. Every situation can be seen from different angles, and these perspectives play a crucial role in your happiness and success. After facing a crisis or hardship, your mind typically takes one of three paths. 1. No change, the negative event leads to no improvement, leaving you exactly where you started. 2. Worse outcome, the event has additional negative effects, making things even worse. This is often why people fear conflict and challenges. 3. Growth through adversity, you can use setbacks to grow stronger and more capable than before. Finding the third path is about how some people let failure hold them back while others rise above it. Instead of being defined by what happens to them, individuals can choose how they respond. For example, after Walt Disney was fired for a supposed lack of creativity, he didn't give up, he worked harder and achieved worldwide fame. Similarly, when faced with crises, our minds create alternative scenarios, or counterfacts, to help us make sense of events. If you get shot in the arm during a bank robbery, are you unlucky for being shot or lucky that it wasn't worse? You can choose which counterfacts to believe, so opt for the ones that boost your mood and lead to positive outcomes. Success is not about avoiding failure, it's about getting back up. Michael Jordan, for instance, didn't let being cut from his high school basketball team stop him. He used it as motivation to train harder and became a legendary player. Small changes lead to big improvements. Believing we can control our future is important for success and happiness. When people feel in charge of their lives, they tend to do better in school, advance in their careers, and enjoy their work more. For example, a successful athlete doesn't blame others for her losses or think her wins are just luck. However, when stress gets too high, it can make us feel overwhelmed and lose that sense of control, which can lead to unhappiness and a lack of motivation. The good news is that we can regain this feeling of control. A good way to deal with negative emotions is to express them by writing them down or talking to someone you trust. This can help lessen their impact and give you back control. Focus on small goals first, as achieving these will build your resources, knowledge, and confidence, preparing you for bigger challenges. It's also important to separate what you can control from what you can't by making two lists, one for things you can change and another for things you can't. Don't stress over the things you can't control. Instead, focus your energy on what you can influence. Remember, you don't have to do everything at once. Small wins can lead to bigger successes. Focus on reducing obstacles and building positive habits. While it's obvious that exercise is good for you and smoking is not, many people still find it hard to adopt healthier habits or quit bad ones. This struggle often comes from relying on willpower, which is a limited resource that can run out. Research indicates that willpower isn't a reliable way to maintain lifestyle changes because it depletes with overuse. For instance, in one study, participants faced a choice between tasty cookies and radishes, but they were told to eat only the radishes. Those who resisted the cookies, using up their willpower, gave up on solving puzzles much more quickly than those who didn't have to make that choice. This pattern is seen in many dieters who, after a month, often regain weight as their willpower fades and they return to old habits. How to build and maintain good habits? To build and keep good habits, it's essential to lower the activation energy, which is the effort needed to start an action. First, for example, if you want to write down positive things that happen each day, keep a notebook and pen on your nightstand. This makes it easy to grab them before bed. Second, if you're learning guitar, get a guitar stand. This way, you won't have to deal with taking it out of the closet every time you want to play. Third, if you want to cut back on smoking, try hiding your cigarettes so they're not easily accessible. These small changes that can take just 20 seconds can significantly improve your daily habits. Social support is a valuable asset. When you get a new project from your boss, you might focus so much on it that you ignore friends and socializing, which can lead to either failure or exhaustion. Successful people know that building relationships is important because social interactions make us happier. For instance, teams do better at work when members connect, and even brief chats at the water cooler can improve mood. Research from Harvard shows that having social support is closely linked to happiness, and a study of 24,000 American workers found that those with few social connections are 2 to 3 times more likely to feel depressed than those who have strong friendships. Leaders should focus on creating a friendly environment that encourages socializing among employees. Some may think they don't have time for this or fear losing their authority, but studies from MIT show that strong relationships between employees and managers lead to better productivity and profits. If you're a leader, take time to introduce new team members to everyone, even in different departments, and plan team lunches. It's also important to show appreciation for others' hard work by recognizing their achievements, especially in front of the team during meetings. You can spread your happiness to others. Have you ever yawned just because someone else did? This is similar to how happiness spreads among people. When you apply the principles of the happiness advantage, the positive effects can ripple through your community and society. For example, your improved mood might uplift your son, who could then inspire his best friend, who in turn influences her sister, and so on. This is known as the ripple effect. Neuroscience explains this through mirror neurons, which make us mimic others' actions and emotions. If you feel anxious, those around you are likely to feel the same. The opposite is true for happiness. This is why TV comedies use laugh tracks to create a positive atmosphere. Sometimes, these ripple effects can lead to a butterfly effect, where small actions result in significant changes, showing that one person's use of the happiness advantage can transform the dynamics of an entire group or even the world. Key points. 1. Positive psychology emphasizes strengths and happiness to enhance overall well-being and performance. 2. Happiness leads to success by boosting brain function and motivation. 3. A positive mindset enhances performance and resilience in facing challenges. 4. Small, positive changes in habits and mindset can lead to significant improvements. 5. Social connections are crucial for happiness and success in work and life. 6. Adversity can be a catalyst for growth and greater achievement. 7. The happiness advantage benefits individuals and positively impacts communities.